अमृति रहे। नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्णा। टुडे इज अ वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे बिकॉज विजयदशमी एंड वी आर गोइंग टू स्पीक अबाउट सम ग्रेट सोल्स लाइक श्रीपाद मध्वाचार्य। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनाशलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं। वान्देहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरु वैष्णवांच श्रीरूपां साग्रजात्ता सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादा सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितं च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वांछा कल्पतरुव्यश्च कृपा सिंधु एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। I seek the blessing from all of you. Only your blessing and our parampara's mercy, we can speak about the great souls like Madhvacharya. Actually, this Vijayadashami is very auspicious day. Especially in this day, people never see the Muhurta and all. They celebrate the whatever the best part of thing. And they put inauguration for their building, some different good job they do it today, like Akshaya Tritiya, right? So this is very auspicious day. You are not to find out any good time and all for that. So in this there are two particular things we have to remember, Vijayadashami. One is that Lord Sri Ramachandra, he killed Ravana and liberated Sita. That is one of the day. We should know what is exactly that Vijayadashami. What Vijaya? Victory. Second thing is that these Pandavas, they were for 12 years exile and 1 year for Ajnatavasa. Their Ajnatavasa was getting over. They got succeeded. They got victory. That was one of the things. And this day actually, why I wanted to take Madhvacharya's lifestyle, because it was called Madhva Jayanti also, Madhvacharya's appearance day. And as all of you know about it, we are from one of the great parampara, Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Sampradaya. So we should know and glorify that great souls, and we can get ourselves purified. This is the day. So, you all know about it. Srila Prabhupada gave us bhakti. Right? Everybody knows about it. Bhakti. In India, whoever takes birth, they are all devotees. But Prabhupada says you have to become a pure devotee. Right? So that's why, with all his literature, especially Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamatam, we got immense wealth actually, literature wealth. So, what exactly the bhakti means? Very simple. You all know it. What is bhakti means? Love of God. Very, very nicely Srila Prabhupada has put up. It's love of God. Naturally, we have got so many things we are loving in this world. But once we take devotion as service, then we give priority to loving Supreme Lord Krishna. That's why the Srila Prabhupada says, Bhagavad Gita is teaching us A, B, C, D of devotional service. It starts from A, B, C, D. A, B, C, D means the basic foundation of spiritual life. You are not the body, you are the spirit soul. The soul has to have relationship with the Supreme Soul. That's a basic thing. And by that it will get purified. And finally, as soon as we are progressing in that, it's an absolute truth. Krishna, Lord is absolute truth. As soon as we have started progressing in that, then we'll never fall on the influence of Maya. Right? Maya means which is not. It's all bodily concept of thing. And you all know about it. Now we'll speak about the... Actually, even Brahma Samhita, we always read it. Ishvara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarva Karana Karan. Brahmaji says that. Ishvara is a supreme controller. He is the cause of all causes. That is Govinda. Right? Govinda is a supreme controller. Since they have put me, I am from the Udipi area. They have put me, I may speak something which is very common over there. In our childhood also, I understood what exactly Madhvacharya could give. Because wherever I was studying, we used to get lots of spiritual background is given over there. The two things Madhvacharya in that area he has given us, all the home, because he was busy with propagating Krishna consciousness, he has to go Badri and all that, we'll speak here. But he gave for the common person, whoever he may be, any caste, even lowest caste, anyone, whoever he may be, he has not seen anything. He gave two things. That the one thing is that daily you have to worship Tulasi. Every house, you should have Tulsi and worship it very sincerely. And second thing, any program, any type of samskara, you have to call Govinda's name. Every samskara. Many samskaras are there. You may be knowing it. What you used to, people used to say, Sridharmad Ramana Govinda, Govinda. You heard all that? How many people have visited Udipi? Please raise your hand. Yeah, there are some. And whoever have not gone, you just make some sankalpa. You can easily, you can go there. It's very, very nice place. Now, as I told you, from Lord Brahma, this parampara has come from Krishna to Brahma, Brahma to Vyasadeva, Vyasadeva to Madhvacharya. From Madhvacharya, it has come to Madhavendra Puri, after that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and from that all the acharyas, it has come to us. It's a parampara. So it's one of the very pure disciplic succession. We should know about it. And only, even many times Srila Prabhupada used to tell us, how can you understand about the Lord? How can you understand about the Supreme Lord? By bhakti, but bhaktyamam abhijanat. By devotional service, pure devotional service, you can understand the Lord. And there's one shloka, as an introductory, I will tell you, in 4.9 Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma chame divyam eve eveti tattvata tyaktva deham punarjanma neiti mameti suvarjana. Krishna says, whoever hears, listens my janma, regarding my pastime, my birth, my pastimes, Krishna katha, tattvata, sincerely, perfectly, and after leaving that body, they'll never come back to this world. They'll go back home, back to Godhead, because they get purified. Krishna katha is purifying. Purifying means no debt, no credit and no debit, clean slate. If anything is there, you have to come back. Clean slate. You cleanse your heart. It's ours is the heart cleansing process. ISKCON is giving the heart cleansing process. Heart surgery, spiritual surgery. Heart cleansing process. By chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. There it is said, it's a divya. My name, my pastimes are divya. Divya means, you know what is that? It's transcendental. Transcendental means what? You know that? It is beyond material existence. It's not connected anything to material. It's beyond material. It's, then you become pure. Anything is material, you become contaminated. Brashta ho gaya. You have to become pure. You are the spirit soul. You have to take that process. So now let's come to the place where Madhvacharya took birth. It is near Udipi. There is a Pajaka Kshetra. And his father's name is Madhyageha Bhatta. And mother's name is Vedavati. A very scholarly, very pious Brahmin. And what happens, they got two children. First, I'll give in very brief, because the subject is very huge. Whatever is really important, I'll speak about it. So, initially they got two children, two boys, male children, and one girl. But those male children, they left this world very early age. So only girl remained. Then, Madhyageha Bhatta and Vedavati, they were quite morose and very sad. And they were praying that we wanted a child from Dirghayusha, not short life. See, once you lose some children, you'll feel, no, at least I should have some children with Dirghayusha, no? Long life at least. This is one of the points, you know. When we are praying for the children, you should know that also, Lord. See that you award me that type of benediction. So, you know what happens? They started a great austerity. They started going for Udipi from Pajaka Kshetra. It's about 8-9 miles actually. It's double, about 15-20 kilometers. 15-18 kilometers. They both used to go every day to Udipi. That Ananteshwara temple is there. They used to do some tapasya also, some fasting daily. At least something like 12 years they have gone there. You know, just to take a wonderful child. You have to go lots of austerity. You can understand here. And, you know, one day there was a big festival. These, both the couples were there. Madhyagaya Bhatta and Vedavati, husband and wife. Big festival was there in Ananteshwara temple. One stranger who had come there, and he just climbed a big pole there, like Dwajastamba. He climbed and he started calling, all the people, please come, I wanted to do some announcement. And you know, everybody had come, who is this person, what do you wanted to speak? So he said, this is the will of the Supreme Lord. Very soon, Vayu is going to appear in this world, in the same area. And these people, Madhyagaya Bhatta and his wife, they said, how fortunate those parents are if anybody comes as a Vayu in there, as a child, you know. They were just sitting there. By the mercy of Ananteshwar, after some time, Vedavati becomes pregnant. And in a good time, like today, Vijayadashami day type, he gives a birth to a male child. Hari Bol. That male child, they keep a good samskara for that. Namakarana samskara, name-giving ceremony. So, you know, this samskara is very important. What I learned it. Because we just think it is a gradual. No. Samskara has got two very, very important meaning. That one meaning is that you are keeping Lord in the center and taking permission from the Lord. Sanction. This is your child and whatever the ceremony I am doing, it belongs to you, Lord. And that is one of the things. Total permission. Second thing, we are asking for blessing. Whoever comes, our seniors, our people, our relatives, devotees, and Lord, the blessing. First is that permission, samskara, any samskara, namakarana samskara, vivaha samskara, simanta samskara, many samskaras are there. That you are keeping Krishna, Lord in center, and taking permission, sanction, plus taking the blessing. Then samskara becomes perfect. So they keep Namakaran samskar for this child with all vidhis and all. They give name Vasudeva. You know this particularly in our Madhva Sampradaya, Vayu appears in especially three incarnations. One incarnation is a Treta Yug. He comes as Hanuman. He's quite devoted to Lord Ramachandra. And as a Dasya Bhav, as a servant of the servant of the servant. Very lovingly he was serving. Sri Ramachandra. Then Dwapara, he comes as Bhimasen. And Dwapara Yug, he was helping, especially in Mahabharata, to annihilate all these great, big, big demons with his club, Bhima's club. He used to do that, and he was helping Lord Sri Krishna's pastime for all those things. In Kali Yug, Madhvacharya comes as Vayudev, plus just to give the Vaishnava cult. to the people. Because it was lots of Mayavada was there, and he wanted to give this absolute truth, propagating the Vaishnava Tattva. That's why whatever the Tattva he has created, that is the Tattva needed for Kali Yuga. That is Yuga Dharma. You have to chant the holy name of the Lord. And Lord is personal. We are worshipping. Deity worship is personal, not impersonal. This is the Tattva. So, by worshipping, then we chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You know, some of the powers what he was exhibited when he was in a childhood, small, few pastimes I will say. Actually, one day his mother, Vasudeva's mother, he was about 5 to 6 months old, she went out after feeding him, breastfeeding, and her daughter and sister of Vasudeva was taking care of the child. The child started crying. It was showing it's so hungry. It's crying like anything, continuous. So what happened is that not that the rich people, they have to give something. There was no milk and all that type of thing. She was tired. What to do? Because she was shouting, crying, and he's a very healthy child also, Madhvacharya. So finally, what she did, she could not tolerate it. There was some horse gram boiled that was supposed to give to the bulls. So she bought it and started giving the child. The piles of horse gram. So the child started eating. The entire pile was over. She went on giving, the child went on eating. So mother came. That time, so he was crying and all. Mother said, what you did it? Where is the horse gram pile? You know that ulit we say, na? That there's a horse gram. So he said, I have given to the child, boiled one. She was shocked. The small child, it is a very dangerous thing. The child may not survive, you know. She was very unhappy and crying. And she was praying. That time the child was playing nicely. And no indigestion. Child was safe. So this is one of the, you know, why you could show something, you know, is some of the attributes. Then, when he was becoming little bigger, about 3 years, his father, Madhyagaya Bhatta, wanted to teach him Akshara Abhyasa. So how to write the things and all. It's still there. There's a place, there's a stone is there. How to teach, he's teaching the children. That's the first Akshara Abhyasa he was starting. When father started teaching him, in one stroke, he learned everything. He said, no need of repeating. I know everything, no need of repeating. And he was like, how this child doesn't know anything now? He says, no need. And he was absorbing very nicely. No need. I don't want to study it again. He was knowing everything. It was absorbing. This we can learn, you know. When a child is purely on a particular absorption, you can understand it. What that thing, in a very engaged. And one more thing, some pastime is like that. His father has purchased some bulls from a neighbor. His name is Kakkara Shetty. And he has to pay that money. He has not given it. It's a loan. Because very poverty-stricken area. Money was very rare that time. You know? And that person came there. That Shetty came. And he said, today you have to pay that money. Unless you pay it, I won't leave your house. He did satyagraha. So, you know, that was a culture of the earlier stage. If anybody is We are the debtors of somebody. They have come, and you cannot have anything inside, like taking food and all, unless he's like a guest. So both were sitting. And he explained, I'll give you someday, some money after some days, but please. He said, no, nothing doing, he said. So young Vasudev, he could see father has not come for taking meals. So he goes over there and he asks, come on, our prasad is ready, come. He says, no, I can't come. Because this is a person I have to give him some, some debt actually. I have to give him. He said, he's not going without that. I have to give him some money. So I can't have anything. So young Vasudev took that Kakarashetty to one of the tamarind tree. And he picked up, he said, open your cloth. And picked up some of the tamarind seeds. And he put it, you please take this. This will give serve all your purpose. Don't worry. So that Shetty, he had a great faith with this small child. Because you're lovingly. He came home and opened it. It was all jewels. So many gold and value. They say after using that for his own purpose, then remaining gold and that value, he gave it to the same mutt back. That is why it's called Kakkara mutt also. His name is given to that mutt. This is one of the good pastimes. And, there's one temple, the Durga temple, because it's very connected this time. Because all Devi worship we do, you know. There's Mahamaya and Yoga Maya. This Durga temple he used to visit Madhvacharya, Vasudev. So one day what happens? One demon, he comes, his Maniman, his name, he comes as a snake just to kill Madhvacharya. You know, he was coming down from that temple. This snake was attacking him. Immediately, Madhvacharya with his left feet toe, he gives one big punch and kills that snake, Maniman. He kills that snake. Because he killed that Maniman demon as a Bhima. So he was keeping, this snake is always keeping enmity, it seems. Grudge it keeps. So it comes, he kills it. And immediately his mother was calling. Come, come. Vasudev, she was shouting. So you know what he did? Some attributes of Vayu he shown there. He's about 2 kilometers at least. So attributes of Vayu, Hanuman's attributes. He just jumped, from there and like flying straight away to his mother's place. He put a step. And that step, things, proof is there. When you visit to Pajaka Kshetra, you can see that. He's so powerful. And, they have put him in Gurukul. Some Totantaya, some guru. And they have put him in that Gurukul. And Madhvacharya was just going, just like time passed. Whatever guru was saying, he was knowing before that. So he was showing, lazy type of thing. And Guru was not happy, about 5-6 years old. He said, what is this? What type of student you are? People are very carefully hearing and you are just moving here and there, not attentive. Then Madhvacharya Vasudev said, shall I repeat whatever you have said today's lesson? He said, yes, repeat. Then he repeated A to Z, everything. And he said, shall I say what you are going to speak tomorrow? He said, no, don't say that. Don't say that. Guru was so much, he was thinking, he is my guru. How can I teach him also? Then immediately after, he becomes around 9 years old, he's showing that I should have a different guru. Now his Gurukul education got over. He said, I wanted some guru. So he, and before that what happens, in a small child, he never used to mingle with the mundane things. One program which happened is that mother, father, they took him to do one of the wedding actually. Vasudev. He was about 4-5 years old, 5-6 years old. They took him to some of the wedding and village wedding, some temple, somewhere. But this boy, immediately he left all these people, he started walking. There is one place is that, Kodavur. There's some temple is there, Shankar Narayan temple. And he visited there and he gave all the, he have darshan there. Then he came back straight away to Ananteshwar temple. It's too long. Full way he walked actually. 8-10 miles. 7 to 8 miles. And these people were worried, father and mother. And they were searching for their child. And these people, finally the father used to come for that. He came to Ananteshwar temple. That time this person was sitting and meditating in front of the Lord. So he just went and asked, my dear child, you know, we're worried. How could you come alone? We're all your mother. We're all worried. He said, my dear father, I am not alone. God was with me. Supreme Lord was with me. So it's the first preaching he was doing, that I am not alone. The Supreme Lord is there with us as a Paramatma form. This he has preached in as when he was a small child. That same principle we are learning. We are not alone. Now this is the child is preaching. Then when he becomes about 9 years old, he was searching for a guru. And he's searching, he goes to Udipi. And he's searching for a guru. His name is Achyuta Preksha. So he wanted to stay with him only. But he was from Advaita school. But no problem. He was there. He was with him. He was with him. And father was worried. And he was saying, I wanted to take sannyas. So father was so worried and he came there to that ashram. He started staying in that ashram of Achyuta Preksha. He came there. He came and said, father, I wanted to take sannyas. Give me permission. So he said, how can I give you permission? I don't want to give you permission. I will never give you permission. Then father was quite bewildered. Then he went and father gave him, caught his feet and dandavat. So immediately, see the prophecy. This is what father is always going to give, only dandavat if the child is sannyasi. This today is proving it. I have become sannyasi. I got sannyasi now. Otherwise father will never give dandavat to the son. So finally then he was so worried. Father was worried. He went back, but this person was there. And next day he was feeling so lonely. Again he came back. He said to Vasudev, you know Vasudev, if you take sannyas, I will commit suicide. And Vasudev said, yes, is it like that? Then he opened his upper cover cloth and put a kopin and he said, see, now I'm taking sannyas. Now you can commit suicide. So he was worried, he was crying. Then he said, no, it's not a problem of mine. Your mother is worried, father was saying. Because you are a lone child, you can't take sannyas. So he was explaining to mother, see mother, I have not come only for you people's protection. I have come to uplift all the souls. Every soul's protection I have appeared. Please understand me this. Understand this. Then he says, I'll give you one option. If you get a child, can you allow me to take sannyas? So then they say, yes or no, both. There was silence. I'll take sannyas if I get a child. Then she gets other child by the power of Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya, he gets a brother. So immediately he says, now you should give me permission. I'll take sannyas. So still parents always never wants, no? Say, no, permission. You stay here, we are going to. No. And he puts up one very important thing. He says, you listen. This is my condition. If you give me permission, if you don't want to give me permission, I will just leave this place now. To entire life, I will never see your face. If you give me permission, I'll come and meet you. This is the proposal. Which one you like? Ultimately, they were supposed to give the permission. Yes, we give the permission. So they gave permission to taking a sannyas. So he was very happy. Taking sannyas, becoming happy is not an ordinary thing, you know. He was very happy and very grave and very systematical. He was very fluent about all the scriptures. He understood what is the purpose. So, same in Ananteshwar temple and Madhyageha, but his father, mother, every relatives have come. Achyuta Pariksha was giving him sannyas. They shaved his head. And young boy with danda, with kopin. And all that area, people have become really surprised. How determined this child is. He wanted to take sannyas. So it was so wonderful event and it was a big festival. And he gets name of Purna Prajna, sannyasa name. Who got full conscious. Prajna, Purna Prajna, nothing you have to serve. Understand, you know. And immediately after taking sannyas, so many people have come. Mayavada people, the people from the Jain schools, Buddhist schools. So many people have come for arguing. This young Vasudev, Purna Prajna, was defeating all the people. He's so powerful. He was giving the absolute truth to the people. This is the truth. Then his guru, even Achyuta Pariksha was surprised. This child is, this person is, he was so happy. And he said he made the chief of that department to take care of that. He was so happy and made him chief. So then he gives him a wonderful abhishek and he gives him the name. It's Ananda Tirtha. Madhvacharya has got one more name. So even people from Sringeri Math, the top people of Advaitavad, they came and started debating for a few days. But all of them defeated because his principle was so much. And he was insisting his guru, Achyuta Pariksha, to take this Krishna is the person. You have to take this, give up this Mayavada. So that Mayavada was so strong on his guru, but he was hesitating. Instead, he said, one day I will bring that proper tattva for you, and he will definitely change. I know that. Madhvacharya used to say, Krishna is personal. And then he decided to leave for Badrikashram. It was some age, about 19 years. At that time, he used developed so many followers. So many of sannyasis were also there. So many followers were there. So he thought of going to Badrikashram to meet his real spiritual master, Vedavyasji, Sripad Vedavyas. So from Udipi to Himalaya, they started barefoot walking. It's so tough, no? Suppose we are going somewhere for some devotional service, you will get so tired. See the determination. So many people have gone over there. And finally they reached, after many days, they reached Himalaya. And exactly what happened is, Madhvacharya, he has taken his manuscript of commentary in Bhagavad Gita. And it should be recommended, commentary on Bhagavad Gita. So he takes over there. He wanted to get it approved by Vedavyas, Sripad Vedavyas. So he goes over there. In this is in Badri, Alaknand river is there, Gangas, Alaknand. they takes the bath and all. Then night time he enters to Badrinath temple. And he closes the door. He goes near the altar. He closes the door. And he was praying, keeping that manuscript of this commentary on Bhagavad Gita. He keeps front of Badrinarayan and he prays there. He was saying, I have to meet my spiritual master because he stays in Adibadri. You have to go still further. So I wanted that mercy from you. And because of Lord, you are the Supreme Lord, by your mercy, by your real great mercy, and my spiritual master is the incarnation of Lord Vedavyasji. He has prepared so many, gave us the entire Vedas. And I wanted to meet him. And really speaking, whatever has been done, because of you people's mercy, I could do this small job. I wanted to get it approved. I wanted the blessing. So he was praying that. Immediately he totally expressed loudly. Madhvacharya expressed it loudly. He was expressing that I am presenting this because of your grace and my spiritual master's grace. I could give this small gift. For I could make it. That is a commentary on Bhagavad Gita. But I wanted your blessing. Immediately there is a resounding sound inside the temple. The deity spoke. It said, all the blessing. The high blessing has been given. Even his followers were sitting outside. They could see, they get that resounding sound of blessing. Of Badrinarayan. You get that Badrinarayan. So he got that. And the blessing is that you'll be able to go and see that blessing. Plus your commentary, you can definitely publish to the public people. That was approved. Now you go and get it recommended from him. That is different. So he gave the real blessing and grace. So Madhvacharya immediately thought of going back to Adibadri. It's a very tough job. Adibadri, going to Adibadri, right? Badrikashram itself is a tough job. How many people have gone to Badrikashram? Oh, so many are there. Good. So and what happened going to Adibadri? Next day he decided it is inaccessible for the human being. People can't go there. No man's land. So he was really, he made a will with those his followers. And his disciples, he openly started saying, see, I'm going to try to meet my spiritual master, Srila Vyasadev. But I have no position. This is his will. I have no position. And it's the most impossible situation. Very difficult. Because no man lands. It's a peak of Himalayas. So many days it will take. It's all snow covered. Nobody can go. But what he says, all I have is my conviction. Somewhere or the other, I will do it. See, this particular will, actually, one who takes the spiritual Krishna consciousness, we should have that. Some or the other, I will make it in this life itself. They'll become and try to become a pure devotee. And I'll go back home, back to God. This is a conviction. We should have this conviction. This is what Srila Prabhupada always used to say. You should have a conviction. It will become pure. And one more thing he says. This is Supreme Lord Narayan. He's always, he's so pure and he's eternal. He's full of knowledge and full of bliss. Only by pure devotional service we can please him. This is what is needed for me. With only pure devotional service, we can please the Lord. Samsiddhir Haritosham. In that conscious, I can approach him. So you please pray for me. Nobody can come with me, he said. You all can't come. It's very tough. So what happens? And one of his disciples is very attached to it. That is Satya Tirtha. He was a sannyas. He said, I want to come, some or the other. And he was so attached to him, Guru. And some or the other, Madhvacharya was knowing he may not make it also. But anyhow, he's coming. It's all right. Early morning, sunrise, they started. Going for Adi Badri to meet. When they started it, you know, Madhvacharya was walking very enthusiastically, very fast. He was preparing nicely. He was fasting also. 40 days he was fasting. You know, for preparation for meeting his spiritual master. It's very highly valued thing, you know. And very enthusiastic. It's not that subah se khana nahi khaya, kaisa chalu karke. Very fast he was walking. And he was jumping from one place to other, you know, jumping from one mountain to other mountain. And poor Satya Tirtha was just running behind. You know, it was such a thing. And he was silent also, not talking. Just, you know, the time has come, sun setting. And Madhvacharya was in a peak of some of the hill, some of the mountain. And he looks back, Satyaji is still in the bottom. Then he full day he's walked actually. And he can't go back also. It is sunset. It's a little bit dark. Now sun is setting. You know what Madhvacharya did? It's by seeing him from a peak, he just waved his hand like this. One very, you know, very special breeze started coming from his waving. And that breeze lifted this Satya Tirtha and took him straight back to the where he has started from there. He just lifted and put it back. Otherwise there was no chance you have to go back, you know. That was the power of Vayu. You could see that. Then he started walking. And days, so many days, he started walking from going over there to meet that place. That's why he said it is inaccessible for a human being. It is such a place. And and one more thing he said while starting. This I wanted to tell you. See, just I am just leaving. I don't know whether I'll be able to fulfill it. But I will give you one thing. If I don't return from there, and you please carry this wonderful, great mission and go ahead. I may not return back. He was giving that instruction. Please carry this wonderful Krishna conscious movement and keep this great mission on. This is you can understand how renouncing way he had. He was ready for anything. Not that halfway I'll come back if I don't meet Vedavyasji. So many days I walked and it was impossible. No. He had that conviction. That was his qualification. Then after that he moves over there and Hare Krishna. They are speaking from Badri now. Then Samaradhadra, he was, after many days walk, he reaches to the place. And he could see that Saraswati is flowing River Saraswati is flowing. He could get, this is the celestial world has come. After many days. And he could see so many trees. There was Badri tree also. And he was feeling that ecstatic love of celestial world. What a wonderful place. And he was in real ecstatic. And immediately he could see under the tree his worshipable spiritual master is sitting under a tree. And there were so many Rishi Munis. They were taking class there. Very, very. So immediately he was so happily he went and taken his shelter. He bowed down and Sripad Vedavasya was very happy. And he told him, I am very happy and you did this particular job of commentary on Bhagavad Gita and he approved it. Nicely sanctioned it. And one more thing, Madhvacharya never wanted to come back because it was that such an opportunity. And day and night he was with him, absorption. He was absorbing whatever comes from his guru's mouth, he's absorbing very, very clearly, very nice way. Finally, after a few days, he says, now you have to leave because you have your different job to do. You have come for that particular purpose, the uplift of souls. This you can give this commentary of Bhagavad Gita. You can publish to the people. You can give to the general people. And one more thing. You have to do Vedanta Sutra. You have to write commentary on Vedanta Sutra, he says. One more instruction. And Madhvacharya was just thinking, no, you go, you speak. I'll reveal everything to you. You have to start Vedanta Sutra. Otherwise you cannot defeat this Mayavadi people. Vedanta Sutra. So, I will give all the help. Whatever you speak, that becomes commentary of Vedanta Sutra. So he comes back to the place where his associates were there. And he gives all the details. And he started speaking. He's speaking and Satyatirtha was started writing that. You know, that started that same commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Because Vedavyasriji is helping him. He's speaking through him. Vedavyasriji is speaking through him. This is the transcendental pastime, you know. They're writing. And at the time when they came to middle of India, this Vedanta Sutra got completed. And Satyatirtha was writing all. And he was making some copies also. So out of that one copy, he sent to his guru, Achyuta Preksha, before reaching over there. Let him study that. And these people, they have come to so many places and so many people they were preaching. And very, very strong scholars, they were all doing lots of argument because that time that Advaitavada was most prominent. They never think that Krishna Lord is personal. So this he has to fight so many places. And then he comes back to Udipi. And what happens is at that time when he came there, he met Achyuta Preksha. And Achyuta Preksha got transformed after seeing, reading this. He was very happy. My disciple could do, write such a things. That was Vedanta Sutra's commentary. And then his guru, Achyuta Preksha, he surrendered to disciple, Madhvacharya. He said, give me initiation. I'll take your principle of taking a personal form. Impersonal, he gave up. Then Madhvacharya, he initiates him. And he is giving him Purushottam Tirtha, one of the disciples. Disciple is giving initiation to the guru. And he becomes disciple. So this was the thing happened. You know what happens? After a few days, you know, he was become so popular. Every minute he was not wasting. Everything he used for propagating Krishna consciousness all over the place. And one day, you know what happens? Early morning, he gets real inspiration. And inspiration is such, he wanted to see Lord Krishna. That was his inspiration, early morning. And he said, let me know. He knows where Krishna is available now. He started walking to one of the sea. That's Malpe Beach is there. That sea he started early. Brahma Murtha he started walking. Seeing the Lord, he started composing the good stotras, glorifying the Lord. How can I see the Lord without that? This is all systems, you know. You started stotra. It's composing stotra. That stotra is called Dwadasha Stotra. That is glorifying the Lord. How great you are, Lord. You are everything for us. You should give us darshan. That was his mood. And he was just like Kirtan. He was singing nicely. He used to come. He came to that beach. And he was sitting there watching and meditating. Early morning after sunrise, one ship started coming. But that ship that come from Dwarka, that boat, you know, 800 years before it was on Dwarka. The merchant is taking all the good materials from Dwarka, valued materials. Immediately there was a strong storm that makes the ship, you know, in a very helpless condition. It's on a drowning mode. They could not do anything. Helpless condition. Very danger condition. They lost the hope. That time they could see one of the sannyasis sitting on that sand, the seashore. They were just praying, please save us. And immediately Madhvacharya took his chadar and he waved it. That time the entire storm becomes silent. Because of Vayu, he could stop all those things. And slowly the ship came safely to the shore. And person in the ship, he said, please, you have saved us. And whatever is there in the ship, it is yours. This is a very common story. We used to hear it when we were children. So, Madhvacharya, there's very highly valued things, valuables were there, material. Madhvacharya said, I don't want anything valuable, material. You have come from Dwarka? Have you got Gopi Chandan? I want it for Tilak. So, you know, that Gopi Chandan's big bars were there. Big blocks. They kept it for balancing the ship. So yes, we have. So get me that block. Gopi Chandan. So they went. The big blocks. So many people, they lifted it. Actually, it is said that they bought two blocks. And one block, big block like Gopi Chandan. One block broke open there only. There inside, that is Vada Bandeshwara. There's one beautiful deity. Balram is appeared. Balram Bhagwan ki. Then Madhvacharya said, other block we have to take it to Udipi. So many people carried it. They took it to Udipi. And near Udipi, they opened that block. And Udipi's Krishna appeared in that. Udipi Krishna Bhagwan ki. And Madhvacharya gave the bath. There's a Madhva Sarovar to the deity. There are about, after giving the bath, there were about 30 people. They wanted to lift it. Because they wanted to bring it to mutt of Madhvacharya. They could not lift it after the bath, after bathing. So Madhvacharya alone had come because Krishna never wanted to touch any others than his pure devotee. So Madhvacharya lifted it. And with this same Dwadasa Stotra, he was singing. You all heard about Dwadasa Stotra? I tried to imitate one line. By the mercy of Madhvacharya and our Radha Gopinath and our Parampara and Vaishnavas, that one line, so sweet it is. If you normally they put it, that song, that kirtan in Udipi temple. That is Prinayamo Vasudeva. Prinayamo Vasudeva. Devata Mandala Kanda Mandalam. Devata Mandala Kanda Mandalam. Prinayamo Vasudeva. That was a way he was very happily with the thing. That is stotra, starts from that. So further things, when you go to Udipi, you can listen that. So exactly when he bought it, only alone he could lift the Lord. And that time many followers were there. They all wanted, we wanted a magnificent temple. How we ISKCON people are saying, you know. Big temple we wanted. Huh? You know, but Madhvacharya said, no. We wanted a very simple temple. And people said, we wanted a temple like Rangakshetra, Sriranga. Huh? He said, no. We'll have a simple temple. And worship should be gorgeous. And that should please the Lord. That was the thing. And many followers. And the beautiful temple, small temple, which is started. The inner part is all what Madhvacharya has given it. The same type. Krishna temple. And Madhvacharya, he has seen that very systematically the devotion should go on. Worship should go on. And Madhvacharya, he has nicely administrated about 8 mathas. Because Ashtamat, everyone has to take care of the Lord for 2 months that time. That is Paryaya, it is called. 1 month, one Paryaya, 2 months, then other person will take the shift. And like that, 8 matas were there. Then when Vadiraja Swami would come from Sodemat, he made it for 2 years because it's so short for the people to do development. That is the Swamiji, the senior Swamiji, plus his assistant. 2 people will be there. They will take care of the DT perfectly. 2 years they are doing. That is Paryaya. And once a person stops his Paryaya, then he have to prepare it for other 16 years, 14 years he have to prepare. Then he have to come for that worship of deities. So nicely, because this is a system Madhvacharya has given it. Because administration is most important. And DT should never be neglected. That is one thing. Otherwise you'll get bored, no? Madhvacharya has shown the way. Then so many systems are there. Who will do it? That is very lovingly you have to do it. That's why. Very systematically. Meticulously he has shown what is the DT worship and all. And there, other people are preparing other mutts. And highest standard of deity worship is shown. And actually, in our Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has given us very essence, some of the essence from all 4 sampradayas. That we have to just understand that. That the essence in the sense, yes, particularly from Sri Sampradaya, since we are in Krishna consciousness, we have to know that what we have got it. Best essence we got from different Sampradaya. From Sri Sampradaya, Ramanujacharya Sampradaya, we got the service attitude to the Vaishnavas, Vaishnava service. And one more is path of pure devotional service. You have to. Path of pure devotion service is only a perfection. Pure devotion service. Then from Kumara Sampradaya, that love of gopis has been given from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also, and Radha Rani's pure love was expressed. And from Rudra Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, the path of grace depends fully on the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Because of the mercy of Supreme Lord, we could do it. So you have to beg for the mercy. And unmotivated devotional service is ultimate goal of life. Unmotivated. This is the thing we have got it from that. And finally, Madhva Sampradaya, we got it, worship of Krishna. Worship, we got it. Very, very wonderful way of worship. Second thing, the Mayavada Khandan. Not to use this. And really, what happens is, the particularly why he gave that Vedanta Sutra, that by reading that sutra, you will understand the real tattva principle, then you will understand the absolute truth. That's why we have to read so many books, like Srila Prabhupada has given us so many books. By reading that literature sincerely, you will understand. There will be a transformation. This literature says Lord himself. So we should have that. That was why Madhvacharya gave that Vedanta Sutra. Finally, see, the deity worship thing, you understand, very systematically he did it. And he was always thinking about Badri. Setting everything here, he wanted to go back to Badri. After that, so he wanted to take more blessing of his spiritual master, more advice and all. And that time many people were there. He has increased the group. His followers have become, is grown all over. So many were there. So the full group is going with the barefoot to Badri, Himalaya. And you know what happens? There are some very miraculous things out there. I'll try to take one or two things. Because on the way, there was one Hindu king. He wanted to do some pious activities. Pious activities means, you know, he heard some digging some lakes, using for the general public, it's a pious activity. So that king started that work. You know, he started that pious activities in impious way. You know what is the impious way? Whoever are walking on that way, he catch hold of them and he ask them to dig that. He don't want to pay anything for them. So whoever comes, they are digging that, you know. So the king makes them to dig, and there is a military force. So people are digging. So this group is gone there, Madhvacharya and his associates. So by seeing them, they said, no, you have to dig this. You know, you have to stay up to that. So Madhvacharya very nicely said, very good, very pious work. But I wanted to meet your king. So we'll do that job, but I wanted to meet your king. Very, very humble way when he was requesting. So they brought him to the king actually. Then king said, you may be sannyasi or anybody. You have to dig that. So Madhvacharya said, actually, we are following as an example. You are a very good king. We follow your example. So you show us how to dig the thing, you know. We do not know how to dig. You show us, then we follow it. So king immediately came and, you know, because of power of Madhvacharya, he started digging, how to do digging, absorbed. And seeing that, his ministers came. King is digging, how can we stay in the back? All us, the entire ministers have started digging. And immediately seeing that, all his soldiers started digging. All us started digging. Meantime, Madhvacharya said, let them absorb in that. They have started away and walked off. They have walked off straight away there. This is that particular thing. And one more place, what happened is, these people were walking. It was a jungle. And some dacoits, they came there. And dacoits, they have come in a different way, their weapons, like knife, sword, clubs, so many things. So Madhvacharya could sense it, they have come for attacking us. So what happened is, we should know what is the weak point of those attackers. Madhvacharya was knowing. So he took one of his white cloth and made it like a ball, he thrown it. And by these people, attackers, immediately they saw it was like a big ball of gold. So these all people ran after that and then started to just pulling one each other and fighting, and then they started killing each other. They're putting the knife or putting the sword and all. They killed each other. And finally everybody was dead because of the greed of that. Madhvacharya was knowing why the person becomes a dacoit, because of greedy. That no cooperation. So then Madhvacharya takes his cloth and wraps and goes away. They all move. Here there's a real purport actually. What exactly happens is this is very important for all of us. Is Kali Yuga, it is a place of greed. And we have all these six enemies. Lust, greed, anger, pride, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsa. Unless we clear this, we'll be always suffering, ruining in this material life. Kali will put you in such a troublesome way. It is said, our Parampujya Radhanath Swami Maharaj was saying, the greed is such a horrible thing, because once initial stage, a person very cooperatively he does the job, society or family, anywhere, because he was helpless. Once he gets money, that greed increases. Then he never see who is he, whether he's my brother or a father or anyone, no relationship. The greed is very powerful. That's what going on over here. If you are not clear that, Shadripus, these anarthas from our heart, we'll be like the same dacoits. What time will change, we do not know. That's why the cleansing of heart is most important for that. By chanting the holy name, all these unwanted anarthas can be out. That is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Ram, 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 Hare. And the Kali has got two very strong weapons. You know, it is a curse, it says. It's a person who takes birth in Kali, it's a curse. One is hypocrisy, other one is quarrel. Hypocrisy means just natana. You don't have that, but you are acting. And quarrel. That is Kali's, that is the disease. For that purpose, there is a solution is given by our parampara. That is, we have to do 16 round japa. It's a very disciplined, systematical thing. Minimum 16 round japa, just to avoid this dacoit consciousness, and then four regulative principles. No meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling. Is it possible? If you take the footsteps of our great Madhvacharya, then it is possible. If you take the footsteps of our great Param Guru, Srila Prabhupada, then it is possible. If you take the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Nityananda Mahaprabhu's mercy, then it is possible. That's why here what is needed? Conviction. this will definitely purify us. This is the conviction. Then these two pastors I gave, then finally they reached Badri, and alone he goes to Adi Badri from there to meet his spiritual master, Vyasadev. And he goes, because he has seen the way, he goes and takes shelter. And Vyasadev was very happy, was embracing him, because he was giving such a wonderful thing to the world. And he gives, at that time, Vyasadev handovers to him 8 saligram shila to Madhvacharya, which was worshipped by Srila Vyasadev. 8 saligram shila. That 8 saligram shila, he gives to 8 matas, same shila for this. And plus, he asks him, again he gives one instruction. Shripad Vyasadev, now you should do commentary, write commentary on Mahabharata. And he takes that. Because of the strength given by Vyasadeva's mercy, he could write Mahabharata. So, whatever the Bhagavad Gita and all these scriptures, whatever this, this has got a very pure knowledge which we have given through our parampara, Srila Prabhupada has given. Because when Prabhupada was there in the United States, that time Bhagavad Gita was not there, initial stage. And so many Bhagavad Gitas were there. Prabhupada said not to touch it. And the same Bhagavad Gita, what we got it from Madhvacharya, that got printed after that. And that Prabhupada said, this is the perfect Bhagavad Gita as it is. No speculation. If you keep that Bhagavad Gita at home, entire home will become Vaikuntha. So such, that's why whatever things we have got it, you just understand today what way we got it, we should have a higher value for it. If we little we consider this, we'll have a higher value. And most important thing, and one more pastime I will say, the time is time is getting over. Anyway, I'll say, while coming back, Madhvacharya brings him through Kurukshetra, where the war took place. And when there's Kurukshetra, that time only paddy field was there. And while coming, Madhvacharya was giving him speaking about the pastime of Bhimasen. What are the things you have done in Kurukshetra? In one place, paddy field, he came, and he was trying to dig out something. You know, these followers, they said, disciples, what is our spiritual master is doing? He's digging something. And finally he dug, and finally he put a hand and removed the club of Bhimasen. Inside that, Bhima's club, and he's shown to all the people. And this club, we become victorious and killing all Dhritarashtra's sons. And not only that, big elephants, we could smash it with this, you know, he was showing. Then, after the darshan of that club, he put it back and closed it, buried it, let's go. That's over. Then finally, he came back to Udipi with so many, and he was giving all the, particularly it is groaned very nicely after that, Tattva Vada. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Madhvacharya had visited Navadvip, that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him an internal spiritual darshan. And he said, you keep on your things going, move, and then after a few years, I'll come and I'll connect this and I'll take this legacy. Lord Chaitanya was said, this Tattvavada, that time it has been given. Now, after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the initiation from Madhva Parampara. So that was the thing. We are very connected. And because of this, Madhvacharya, and as well as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord himself, he gave us absolute truth so that this is the way how we can progress in our spiritual life. Because this Kali Yuga is very difficult to continue the spiritual life, because we are tired with the all extraordinary things. That's why Srila Prabhupada was saying 99% of spiritual advancement is by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. You people are not bored, na? I'll take 5 minutes conclusion. Actually, Prabhupada said 99% of spiritual advancement by chanting the holy name. Just imagine what a power is there. What else you are doing, that is 1%. Just imagine. So you have to, anything happens, you have to do the chanting of the holy name. Finally, it was in Ananteshwar temple. That time, Madhvacharya completes his 79 years. And he was giving Aitreya Upanishad. He was speaking about to the people. And that time, so seriously he was speaking. And that time, the demigods shower curtain of flowers on him. And that was the day he has given all the training, everything. That was the day he disappears, Adrishya. He straight away goes to Badri in this different form. That time nobody accompanied him to that. That was the Adrishya. And main important thing is that spiritual advancement is by chanting the holy name. And Krishna is personal. And we have to maintain our 4 regulative principle very seriously. Because how carefully and seriously he could meet his spiritual master. And it is said in the same Madhva Sampradaya's word, the Guru Bhakti is our kavacha, our armor. Guru Bhakti is very essential. And Hari Bhakti is a sword. You can cut off all the material things and you will get the love of God. I was speaking in initial stage, what bhakti means, love of God. You have to cut off all these material things, then it is possible because of that armor of kavacha from spiritual master. This whatever we are getting can all, what happens is, all our shadripus will be cleared. It's a heart cleansing process. And it's 100% cleansing will be taking place. And we'll get NOC for Vaikuntha. No need of coming back. So that's why I gave that first sloka. Janma karma chame divyam. Eme eveti tattvata. Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mamiti swarjana. It's very truly Krishna said, you have to clear up all this tattvata. There is no debit, no credit. It's clean slate. And that you'll never come back. This is the word, it's the absolute truth. So we can very easily attain it. That's why we have to do the chanting of holy name. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yes, yes. Haribol, Prabhuji is reminding me. Yes, the Akshaya Patra was given to the mutts, actually, temple. Because that time, the lots of prasad distribution was there. So when this Madhvacharya has given this Akshaya Patra, and if you pray, keeping Akshaya Patra and prasad, will become Akshaya. So still it is going on. Still the Paryaya Swamiji has to hand over this Akshaya Patra for running Paryaya. It is going on. So that is true. Thousands and thousands of people can have prasadam. That is Akshaya Patra was given by Madhvacharya. There are so many things. You have repeated that. Good. That is Akshaya Patra. And our Akshaya Patra is chanting the holy name. Prasad will become Akshaya and our devotion will become Akshaya. Hari Baba, thank you. Finally, we take three times Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We conclude. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Very patiently I was watching. Patiently you heard it. And all the mercy of Madhvacharya, you'll get it. And we'll progress in our spiritual life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.